Hi.
Nice to meet you.
In a strip mall in Lauderhill, Florida, 23-year-old Heather is inside an urgent care clinic, hooked up to an IV, receiving Regeneron after testing positive for COVID.
So I've been like pretty sick the last couple days, like a high fever. They just do like a little consultation, they do like the little IV, and then you just sit here and get it done.
Nurse practitioner Gina Day runs the clinic and says her phone has been ringing off the hook for the monoclonal antibody treatment.
How in demand is the Regeneron right now?
Extremely in demand. Extremely in demand.
Regeneron is shown to cut the rates of hospitalization and death by 70%, according to some studies. Experts say the best results are when patients take it during the immediate onset of COVID symptoms.
In your experience, how effective is it?
As soon as you get sick, if you can find a place, get treated, then your outcomes are a lot better. I've had folks that have come in, they've had the treatment, they say they're better the next day.
The treatment is getting a lot of attention in Florida, where the health department is opening up pop-up sites throughout the state.
If you're in one of these high-risk groups, just know that you have ability to bring some serious ammunition to the fight here with these antibodies.
Did they tell you about monoclonal antibodies?
In Florida, there are even TV commercials for Regeneron.
You need to call your doctor now and see if you can get monoclonal antibodies.
The monoclonal antibodies are definitely not a replacement for the vaccine, but for people diagnosed with COVID, clinicians say it could be a game changer.
If everyone could have access to this treatment, I think this is the difference between what we've seen when COVID started, where so many people are getting hospitalized and dying. I think this is the difference that we have now.
And Regeneron is free. It's paid for through the federal government. It's really meant for people who have a high risk factor situation. They've tested positive for COVID, but they also have diabetes, are overweight, maybe have heart or lung problems. The woman you saw in that story there, Heather, the 23-year-old woman, she actually has a nerve disease, so she was not eligible for the vaccine, and now she's hoping the Regeneron will really help her. Marnie.